USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran's foreign minister claiming that nation does not want to escalate things after it launched a dozen missiles at bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops. Javad Zarif tweeting this morning that Iran is not looking for war with the United States and that they were simply taking what he called proportionate measures in self-defense after the U.S. staged an airstrike that killed a top Iranian general last week. Just hours before Iran launched those missiles, the Pentagon chief Mark Esper told reporters,
"As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one."
President Trump will address the nation about the attacks later this morning. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Iran has been launching thousands of unsuccessful cyber attacks against its state agency websites for the past 2 days. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Authorities in Iran say there are no survivors after a plane crashed near Tehran with about 180 passengers and crew on board. The Ukraine International Airlines flight was bound for Kiev. They suspect mechanical problems. California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter will be leaving office next week, about a month after pleading guilty to misusing campaign funds. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Republicans sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and California Governor Gavin Newsom informing them of his resignation, which is effective January 13th. He faces 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a single count of conspiracy to convert campaign funds to personal use in December.
The Boston Red Sox under investigation after a report that the team stole signs during the 2018 World Championship season. Major League Baseball announcing yesterday that it's looking into those claims. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Experts are saying one way Iran could strike the U.S. is through hacking. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Cyber attacks, already seen as the top risk of doing business by executives, are receiving renewed attention as tensions between the United States and Iran escalate. Defense and intelligence officials are bracing for the potential onslaught of attacks from Iranian hackers after the U.S. airstrike killed one of Iran's top military leaders, Qassem Soleimani. Tech analyst Lisa Garber tells Fox News,
"It's important to understand that we can never be 100% ready. We can never be 100% protected. And the point to make is that the U.S. went after, U.S. and Israeli cyber intelligence went after Iran back in 2010 with Stuxnet. And since then, Iran has been bolstering its resources, and we've seen it in the past decade. They are ready to make some attacks."
Facebook is changing its policy on deepfake videos. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The social media giant says it will remove manipulated videos, but said it will allow parody or satire videos to remain. It announced that it would not remove a controversial video of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that was slowed to make it appear that she was drunk. Facebook says in a blog post that video doesn't fall under its policy. The company has faced criticism for its advertising and video policies as the nation prepares for another election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.